There's apparently enough coal bed methane on Vancouver Island to supply every natural gas user on the island for more than a century. And you'll be excused if you didn't know that. In fact, you'd be excused if you didn't know about coal bed methane at all. Most of us have never heard of this stuff. But that's definitely going to change. In the United States, there's a growing industry to extract methane gas from beds of coal. Developing a similar industry in British Columbia was one of the highlights of the speech from the throne and one of the highlights of yesterday's announcement on a new green, so-called, provincial energy plan. Now, there are concerns in the states about the process of extracting this gas, and I have a feeling my next guest has some concerns as well. Let's find out. Arthur Caldicott is an environmental activist and joins me on the phone. Good morning, Arthur.
Good morning.
First of all, how is coal bed methane captured?
Coal bed methane is a natural gas contained in coal. Wherever there's a coal bed, there's a great likelihood that there'll be coal bed methane contained within it. What keeps the methane in the coal is water. So a coal bed methane bed virtually sits in a sea of water with enough pressure that the methane is not able to desorb, is the technical term,
mm-hmm.
and evaporate.
So how do you get it out of there?
So the first thing you have to do is get rid of the water. And that, everywhere coal bed methane has been produced, the water has proved to be the first and the most critical issue. Because it's frequently saline, it's most often saline, and it may contain heavy metals and other toxins. The practice in the States and the practice in most of Canada to this point, Alberta, has been to just dump the water on the land into ponds, into streams. And the salinity in the water, of course, has virtually made the land arid.
Now, is there a way of getting the gas out and doing something that would not be harmful with all that water?
Well, there's a number of considerations with this. In the energy plan released yesterday just after his throne speech, Gordon Campbell said that produced water from coal bed methane projects would henceforth have to be reinjected back into the ground under the aquifer or under the coal bed and under any domestic water aquifers. That's a good starting policy. But it may not work well in many areas because there may not be underground cavities capable of taking that quantity of water.
Mm-hmm.
On Vancouver Island, we have a particular set of issues in as much as there is coal all the way from Campbell River down to Chemainus. But all of that coal sits in one watershed or another, and all of our watersheds down the east side of the island are already in some peril because we're drawing so much water off of them for community use or industrial use, and because of all the logging we've done. So if we remove all of this groundwater from the coal, we have a further problem with all of our aquifers, and that is probably the biggest impact of coal bed methane development on Vancouver Island that we face.
Now, is there any way that you can see that this could be circumvented, that you could get the gas out without doing damage here on the island?
Well, no, quite frankly. I think the groundwater issue, even if you manage to put the water someplace else, you've removed an enormous volume from the land. And if you understand much about hydrological cycles in watersheds, taking that much water away creates as much a problem as dumping that much water someplace else. So there is that issue. There are further issues with coal bed methane development in as much as it industrializes the landscape. A typical project may have 300 wells in it. Each of those wells has a road going to it, has two pipelines, one for water and one for gas coming from it, and an electrical line going to it to operate the pumps. There's a considerable amount of construction and drilling, noise and dust. So there's a huge impact on the landscape that are visible and audible and affect habitat.
What are the benefits of extracting coal bed methane?
Well, there are no local benefits to it. The jobs are mostly mobile teams that come in, do the work, and then leave. There's some local hotel and restaurant and construction work, but not a lot of long-term permanent jobs from it. There's no economic benefit, long-term economic benefit to a community.
Well, Arthur, thank you very much for being my guest this morning. I appreciate that.
My pleasure. pleasure. Thanks.
Bye-bye now. That's Arthur Caldicott of Cobble Hill, who is an environmental activist. And if you've got some thoughts about the possibility of extracting this stuff without ruining the environment, I'd love to hear from you. 3600614.